finds it open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
We welcome you to this Football Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Good stuff for you tonight as we talk about day one of the Browns' mandatory minicamp out here in Berea. A couple of more days of practice to follow. We're going to have Mary Kay Cabot of the Cleveland Plain Dealer aboard to get her thoughts, and the two of us will commiserate, kind of share what we saw out on the field today. You'll also hear from one of the players who took part in this workout, running back Chris Obanaya, sits down with Jameer Howerton and gives his thoughts on not only how things are going for himself, but the running back core as a group. And the running back position, the subject of some discussion regarding Trent Richardson and his health. And although there's a report that KNR has, Will Burge's report on KNR on ESPN Cleveland, that to the effect of Richardson not only not participating in minicamp because of the shin area strain that he's dealt with, this lower leg deal that's kept him out of practice for the final 2 weeks of OTAs, kept him out today, and we'll keep him out for the rest of minicamp. The head coach of the Browns made it pretty clear today that this is precautionary, the report notwithstanding, and also saying that Richardson is his expectation as a coach is that he'll be there for the start of training camp in late July. Let's hear what Coach Rob Jedzinski had to say about the first day of minicamp.
Looking really from a goal standpoint of this minicamp, we've installed all our things up till now during the course of OTAs and in the spring. So we are not installing anything new for these guys during this minicamp. So it's basically a review. We covered first, second, third down situations today. We did a little bit of a move-the-ball situation where guys were off on the side just to simulate a little bit more of a game-like situation. From a tempo standpoint, all those type of things, everything's the same as OTAs. So, got some good work today and pleased with that. And then we'll come back tomorrow, get some red zone in 2 minutes tomorrow during practice. As far as injuries today, we held Trent, and we will hold him for the rest of minicamp, more as a precautionary measure. Jordan Norwood has a hamstring that we held him as well, and the rest of the guys have pretty much been the same that they have been. We've been working Jordan Cameron back. He's been working back in to practice just fine. Take questions?
Coach, what's the concern level in the organization that injury was trying to confirm? I mean, could it get any worse? Is the organization concerned about that?
We're just holding him. He could have went these next couple of days. If necessary, but we're just being real precautionary about it. We don't want the muscle strain to get any worse.
Is it just making sure that he's going to be prepared fully for those preseason games and into week one?
That he has the full summer to get ready and prepare and get ready for the season and for camp.
Is it your expectation he will be ready day one training camp, though he'll be ready and on the field?
Yes, that's my expectation.
So when you're David Nelson, we saw him, he hadn't been here for OTAs. Can you tell where he is in his rehab?
He's in good shape. David's another one that he's real close. And again, if we maybe wanted to push him, we could have maybe pushed him out on the field at this point. But he'll be ready for training camp, and that's our expectations of that. It's good to be back. He had a great rehab with somebody he's real familiar and comfortable with. So we got that done. And he's a sharp guy. He's picked things up. He had an iPad with him. He has all the playbook with him, so he's been working on that in the meantime.
Any negative? I mean, I know you can't make these guys be here, but any negatives to him not being around the building the last 2 months?
The biggest thing for him was getting his injury right, his knee right. So that was the priority, and that was fine.
Coach, there's a report that Trent's injury, there's a concern if you push it with this type of injury, if you would push it too much, it could develop into a stress fracture. Is that the type of injury he's dealing with?
I don't know any of the medical things of what it could. He's got a strain right now, so we don't want it to get any worse than a strain.
You look at your two kickers. Is it going to come down to a handful of kicks in the preseason? Who's going to win that job? Or starting, you know, in April, the whole body work?
We've really been charting now and looking at every practice, and it's been close, and it's been back and forth. And, you know, obviously you get into the preseason and those games, and that'll be, you know, a very important part of the process of the evaluation. But it's ongoing all the way through. I mean, when we're out here going through two-minute situations and, you know, looking at those guys, the kick at the end of the game, and we're simulating a lot of those type of situations for those guys to go through.
Does Brandon, I mean, I know he's young, does he clearly have a stronger leg than Shane?
His leg is stronger. So, you know, it's good, you know, again, with Shane here, you know, a veteran guy that's been through a lot and been through a lot of games and kicking well. And both of the guys have been kicking well.
All right. The head coach of the Browns, Rob Chudzinski, addressing various topics from minicamp. That's a portion of his post-practice news conference today. And injuries, of course, being among the topics that he addressed. We address your questions, your comments that you submit to the Browns' official Facebook and Twitter pages, the Browns Daily Twitter handle, which is @Browns_daily, and you can send questions directly to me @VICCARUCCI. You email us, and a whole bunch of you do that, I know, in addition to the other ways, daily@clevelandbrowns.com, and the voicemail line, the other popular voicemail line, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, your chance to be heard. Literally, as you pose a question or leave a comment. And this gentleman did just that.
Hey, Vic, it's Craig. I read every article on the website and listen to your show every night. I was wondering, it seemed like we got pretty good depth at outside linebacker now, but who's going to be the starting inside linebacker? After DeQuell Jackson, who's going to be the starting inside linebacker? Just curious. Thanks, Vic. Love your show.
All right, thank you very much for the kind words. Yeah, the other inside linebacker spot, the one next to DeQuell Jackson, is really kind of a question mark. You've seen multiple people work in that role. We have during these off-season workouts. But Craig Robertson has gotten some first-team reps, and you've seen James Michael Johnson in there. Again, these two players who are young and have some very limited experience. But Robertson last year getting some meaningful playing time because of a lot of injuries in the defense. Looks like his ability to convert, they're both converting from the 4-3 to the 3-4, it has been strong enough, in my mind, to show a comfort level. And I think, you know, I think either could probably be trusted to play on some sort of regular basis. My sense is, and this will be a good topic to get into with Mary Kay Cabot coming up in a little bit, my sense is that you'll see a lot of mixing and matching in the entire front seven group. Yeah, you'll see some base starters, I guess, on first down, but I don't think people will stay where they are for very long, and you see a lot of combinations and sub-packages that this team utilizes in practice to create a level of confusion for the opponent. But I mentioned Robertson and I mentioned James Michael Johnson as two guys that you sort of regularly see in the group. LJ Fort's another guy. I mean, you see some other people on the defense that can potentially fit in there, but I'd give those two the most prominent, the highest nod, if you will, for potential to start at that position. And I think the other thing, too, because there are a lot of linebackers on this team, is you're going to see a lot of them involved regularly on special teams. And that's the other, when you're in a 3-4 defense, it's a linebacker-heavy defense, therefore a linebacker-heavy roster. You're going to carry more backers than you would linemen, as a rule, D-linemen. And those are the guys who tend to become your prominent and better coverage people, blockers, whatever, on special teams. And we get to see that every day. We see Chris Tabor and Sean Menega, Tabor, the special teams coordinator, and Menega, who assists him, going through their paces with the special teamers very heavily. I mean, a lot of time devoted to that throughout the throughout these off-season workouts. All right, in a couple of minutes, you are going to hear from Mary Kay Cabot. She covers the Browns for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Has done so for a long time. Very, very good job of that. So I want to hear what she has to say about the first day of minicamp practice right here on Cleveland Browns Daily. Vic Carucci with you, ESPN 850 WKNR.
for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Hey, Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
We all know that it's not easy to shop for men, but when it comes to Father's Day, I can assure you that you need to look no further than Danny Bays. If your dad is anything like mine, he loves games, but especially games that can be played with the whole family, like ping pong, shuffleboard, air hockey, or even pool. So why not come to Danny Bays and fulfill your dad's greatest need, fun time with the family? And wait, there's more. We not only have the best Father's Day gifts, but we are also offering fantastic deals on these perfect presents for dad. So come visit Danny Bays this week and get up to 30% off of ping pong, foosball, air hockey, shuffleboard, and even pool tables. 30% off of Father's Day gifts. Only good while supplies last. Visit Danny Bays in Mayfield Heights, Fairlawn, Westlake, at Crocker Park, or check us out online at DannyVeghs.com. That's Danny, VEGHS.com. Happy Father's Day from all of us at Danny Bays.
Playing games for all the right reasons. Playing games with Danny.
Your Akron Arrows are home tonight through Thursday against the New Hampshire Fisher Cats at 7:05. It's 2 for Tuesday. Get 2 tickets for the price of 1 at the Canal Park box office. Plus, it's Baby Olympics and Bellies in Baseball Night. Moms-to-be and moms with the little ones are invited to the park to participate in baby crawls, diaper races, and much more. Win with your bundles of joy and get pampered with free chocolates, massages, and mani-pedis. Gates open at 6 and seats start at just $5. Call 800-97-ARROWS or go online to akronarrows.com. Akron Arrows Baseball, it's a whole new ball game.
It's a football Tuesday, and I'm Vic Carucci, and I'm with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And guess who else is going to be with you not long from now? Rock legend Bon Jovi is coming to First Energy Stadium for the Cleveland Browns fan kickoff concert with special guest Michael Stanley and the Resonators, plus appearances by Browns players and alumni, pre-show Browns Fan Fest, and more. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster. For more info, visit ClevelandBrowns.com. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Joining us now on the Rebel Wireless Hotline is Mary Kay Cabot. She covers the Browns for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. So, Mary Kay, we watched the first of the 3 days of mini camp practices today in Berea. And I want to start with just the big picture take on what you saw, because Rob Chudzinski made it clear afterward this is about review, because all the offense and defense has been installed. So seeing what these players have retained and how they look performing it, what was your sense of that?
You know what? They are practicing so fast and at such a great clip. And each practice, it looks sharper and sharper to me. That's what I've been impressed with the most is, you know, especially in the passing game. I think it's really starting to come along. I remember when Rob Chudzinski installed his offense here back in 2007, and it did not look like this at this point in the preseason. So I've been very impressed with a lot of completions. I thought Brandon looked sharp today, especially on the deep ball. He's showing a good accuracy with Josh Gordon and some of the other guys. So I think it's coming along really well.
Yeah, I got that same sense, too, that the pace is pretty good, that the corrections seem minimal. And we heard last week Norv Turner yelling at some guys on the offensive side. And he still had some good, sharp commentary along the way. But I put that more in the category of just good, detailed coaching reinforcement and not so much, hey, you guys are screwing up. We got to keep doing this over and over again.
Well, that's right. I mean, you know what? They don't have a whole lot of time. I mean, they need to cram this stuff into these guys. They can't have a lot of mistakes. They need them to get up to speed as fast as possible. So they're going to be hard on them. They're going to throw a lot at them. They're going to expect great things out of them as fast as they possibly can.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that. Now, Trent Richardson didn't practice, and he's not going to practice tomorrow or Thursday. Rob Jedzinski basically saying, you know, it's a cautious approach to his deal with the lower leg, the shin strain that he was dealing with, and not much more than that. I know there were some reports dealing with the fact that it was the idea of fearing something worse or that it could get worse if he participates, but you heard Rob Jedzinski say the expectation is that Richardson will be ready for the start of training camp at the end of July.
Like I said, there was a report out there, on ESPN Cleveland that there was a fear that it could be a stress fracture and that he might miss the beginning or that he would miss the beginning of training camp. But we were very specific when we questioned Chud on that today. He said he will be ready for the start of camp on July 26th. As far as the stress fracture thing, he basically said it's a muscle strain. We don't want the muscle strain to get any worse. So of course, a muscle strain doesn't turn into a stress fracture. So I think he was pretty careful to build this as a muscle strain. So, from everything that I can tell, it's still precautionary. They still have every hope and expectation that he will be ready for training camp.
I mean, it's never comforting when a running back who dealt with his injuries as much as Richardson did last year isn't doing anything this time of year. We get that part of it. At the same time, Mary Kay, if I'm seeing him back in training camp and mostly involved in those drills, as much as you want a back involved and exposed to the contact and such in that, I'm okay with that. If it's another case of being a prolonged departure from work and he doesn't get a chance really to prepare for his second season in any meaningful way, then I guess I'd be more concerned with that. But right now, I don't feel a great sense of worry.
No, I don't think there's anything to be overly concerned about at this point. It's like you said, as long as he can get back on the field pretty early on in training camp, you know, hopefully for everyone right from the start, he really shouldn't miss a beat. He's around for everything. He's going to the meetings. He's very involved. And I know he's got a really good workout plan that he will be starting at the end of this month down in Pensacola, Florida, where he will also have an opportunity to meet from time to time with Dr. James Andrews, who has performed his surgeries and keeps a very, very close eye on Trent Richardson. So there's a lot of people involved in this, and I think for the most part, they're trying to get this young man healthy for the season.
Yeah, without a doubt. And it was good to see Jordan Cameron out there. He had come back toward the end of OTAs from a groin deal that he was dealing with, and then he was out there today. And it looked like he was working, I think, mostly at full speed, but it seemed, too, like Chud was mentioning, you know, getting him back there and getting him in shape to get involved with workouts on a basis where he can catch some passes, maybe not push him too hard, because, again, you're looking at a guy who's vital to wherever this team's going to go at the tight end position.
He really is. I mean, they targeted him very early on as their starting tight end. They are counting on him. You know, they brought on a couple of other good tight ends, but he is their man, and he's going to be very, very involved in the passing game. They need him to be healthy, so they're going to be a little extra cautious with him as well. I think right now they recognize that maybe they don't have all the depth that they hope to have over the next 2 or 3 years, so they have to keep these guys really healthy and fresh, and everyone knows that a couple of key injuries can change the course of the season for you.
Mary Kay Cabot on with us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Mary Kay, let's talk about David Nelson, too. Just seeing him present was a good thing. He's still coming back from that knee issue that he had, but it sounded, just talking with him after practice, sounded optimistic, but chose to spend time away rehabilitating on his own and feeling comfortable about that process. But now he's back and kind of getting indoctrinated with the Browns and getting to know his teammates.
Well, yeah, that's true. We spent a lot of time talking to David Nelson about this issue today. And I would have to say that if I had my choice, if I were a coach, if I had my choice between a player rehabbing around the facility, being with his teammates, going to meetings, taking mental reps, you know, working with your own trainers here in Berea, you know, standing on the sidelines, watching the offense function, by far, I would always opt for having the player around. But they do call them voluntary OTAs, and he chose to miss the last couple of weeks of those. In addition to working out with his own trainer on the rehab of the ACL, he's also starting up an orphanage in Haiti, which I think is a wonderful thing. Of course, anybody would think that's great, and he's so excited about that. But I think right now his place is with the football team. I mean, after June 6th, these guys have an opportunity to kind of scatter for a while, go do what they need to do, and come back fresh for training camp. But, you know, I think when you sign a free agent, ideally you would like them to be here rehabbing with the team.
Yeah, I'm going to go along with that, although I do think in his case, if it's really limited what he's able to do on the field, and it sounded like that was the case because of this ACL injury, that most of what he was getting was the mental rep side of it. And as he cited, through technology, all these guys are outfitted with iPads and are going through the game plan that way. And yes, I understand what you're looking at on a simulated basis on a tablet device is not the same as maybe witnessing it, watching it when you're out there. But he would be doing a lot of standing around, and maybe that was the bottom line of it all. I guess the bigger question is, do we see the healthy David Nelson when he's fully ready to go? How much of him is part of the red zone offense and all the things that you want to take advantage of with a tall target like that?
He is a very nice tall target. I mean, I think that once he's out there healthy, he's going to be able to bring a lot to the table. He's not just going to be, you know, playing inside. He has the ability to play outside as well. And I think that Brandon Weeden is going to have a much upgraded supporting cast this year in terms of the skill position. Not only does he have new guys like a Devon Bess and a David Nelson, but the existing guys like Josh Gordon and Greg Little have another year under their belt. Even Travis Benjamin, Josh Cooper look really good in this camp. So I think you'll see a much, much better passing game.
Yeah. On the defensive side of the ball, it's interesting to really focus, I think, on the obvious place, which is cornerback, and seeing how Leon McFadden is fitting into that spot opposite Joe Haden. Looks like he's doing a lot of things that makes this team, you know, or gives this team a reason to feel comfortable that the rookie can get in there. But Chris Owens getting some reps also on that side with his experience, his veteran presence. It'll be interesting to see how ultimately a decision is made there, because you would think on athleticism and just basic, just the basic idea of a younger, faster guy, McFadden has the edge there. But when it comes to know-how, when it comes to savvy, you're looking at a guy like Owens. And then, of course, there's Buster Skrine, who's still a pretty young guy, a very fast athlete, but a very aggressive guy as well. And I'm wondering, through coaching, if the same guy who tends to draw a lot of penalties, Skrine, if that guy can maybe temper that down a little bit.
Well, you know what? I mean, you have to have a lot of faith in Ray Horton's ability, obviously, to coach a secondary and to coach up a young man like a Buster Skrine. Every time we're out there, we see him swatting balls away, making plays on the ball in practice. I still think he has a lot of really great upside potential. And like you said, he isn't afraid to mix it up in there, and he is very, very aggressive. And I think he's got a pretty good short-term memory like you need to have at that position. Leon McFadden still running with the second team. I like the fact that they're making these young guys earn it. Even Bartavius Mingo, he's still with the second team.
Yeah.
And I think that's great. You have to aspire to something. You have to be hungry. You have to want it. And those guys, by the time they get to training camp, are going to want to try to work their way up to being with the first team. So Chris Owens right now, Buster Skrine, both getting some reps with the ones, with Leon not far behind.
Yeah, I think you're right in terms of the psychological benefit of that. Earn your way is the clear message. As we look at the safety position, it seems more and more like Tashawn Gibson has settled into kind of a place where I think the team is feeling comfortable about him there. And we still have the incomplete story about Jamoris Slaughter until, with his Achilles injury, he's able to do a lot more or do anything. And I guess we're looking at that more into training camp. But I think with Gibson, it's a nice story playing out of this undrafted rookie free agent from another group of decision makers making a positive impact on this group.
Absolutely. You know, good job by Tayshaun for working his way up from undrafted rookie out of Wyoming, you know, making the team in training camp last year and working his way into now what appears to be the starting role. And, of course, now last year we saw Eric Hag was supposed to be the starting free safety, and it didn't quite work out the way that they hoped it was going to. You hope that that doesn't happen with Tayshaun. I don't think it will. I think he's a little bit more of a polished player. I think he's got tremendous confidence and the swagger that you need at that position. I think he pairs well with T.J. Ward. And, you know, we're seeing him come along and make some plays out here in camp. And Jamoris Slaughter, you know, when you're a sixth-round pick, I don't necessarily think that they're expecting you to start right away anyways. But obviously when you're coming off an injury like that, that, you know, that's going to be a setback. So if he is going to end up on the field, he's got some catching up to do in training camp.
And Mary Kay, what are your thoughts about the inside linebacker spot in addition to DeQuell Jackson, who clearly looks like he's comfortable in what he's doing there? He talked a little bit about that today after practice as well, just as this defense continues to evolve, the Ray Horton scheme and feeling his comfort level as an inside linebacker in a 3-4 scheme. But the spot next to him, you know, looking at some of the other players who are competing there, what are some of the things that have impressed you or not impressed you at that other spot?
Well, I think the first thing that stands out is the fact that Craig Robertson has been in there, you know, most of the time with the ones, you know, alongside DeQuell Jackson. And I think, you know, that's tremendous for Craig. You know, he's another player that, you know, just, you know, went undrafted and, you know, is here, you know, really working his way into what is shaping up to be another starting role. So I think it's great. I think Craig did some good things last year. I think he's, you know, he's got a lot to learn, obviously, but I think he's surrounded by some really good guys. I mean, if you're going to learn the inside linebacker position, you know, why not be next to DeQuell Jackson? That's a really great place to be. And then, of course, there's James Michael Johnson. Right. I know he will be vying for time there as well. So, you know, they have some good opportunities. And, you know, when I look at the linebacking core as a whole, you know, I've been very impressed. I mean, you're looking at, you know, outside and inside, you know, some really great talent there.
Yeah, and I think that's the real key to this is you're going to find someone at that other role that's not, you know, this wasn't like a prominent free agent pickup, that there was enough confidence in what was already here to work with for this coaching staff to say, okay, maybe it's a Craig Robertson or a JMJ, maybe it's a combination of those guys. I've sort of gotten the drift that they want to get enough work for multiple people because they'll do a lot of mixing and matching within that front, with DeQuell being more the constant. And then you look at the two outside linebackers with Paul Kruger and Jabal Sheard, but like you mentioned with Barkevious Mingo, yeah, he's working with second unit, but there's other options that you can use within the front seven beyond the base that you can involve. You might be able to involve all three of those outside guys and then various combinations inside. But I like Robertson's, just that like Tayshaun Gibson, he's around the ball, he's instinctive, he's aggressive, and you can, when you talk with him too, there's an attitude about him that just gives me a sense that, you know, his head is in the right place to want to show and impress these coaches that he can be the man.
Yeah, I mean, he feels like he belongs, and I think we saw, you know, that when he played last year, he was very, very active, like you said, around the ball, making big plays. Now, he made some mistakes, and maybe some games didn't grade out as well as he would have liked, but, you know, you're going to have that from a young player. I think in this scheme, in this Ray Horton defense, I think he's really going to shine. And, you know, like you said, they're so good on the outside with, you know, Jabal, Barkevious Mingo, and Paul Kruger. You know, he's just surrounded all the way across the linebacking core with really talented players, so it'll give him an opportunity to, you know, learn along the way, you know, if he needs to, you know, make a mistake here or there. But the other thing is, they're moving all these guys around.
Yes.
I think that we really are going to see the multiple fronts. We're seeing them in practice. And, you know, we can't get super specific on who's playing in what packages.
Right.
But, you know, I think that we're going to see a lot of things that are going to cross up some offenses.
There is a lot of mixing and matching, and we appreciate the time, and we look forward to these next couple of days of practices. Mary Kay, and we'll catch up with you again down the line.
Sounds great, Vic. Thanks.
All right. On the Revel Wireless Hotline, she is Mary Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and we've got more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Spokane, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage! Ah, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, three nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like, start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
And now, another smash hit from Flo. Progressive Mobile is always with you, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo.
With Progressive Mobile, you can buy and manage a policy from your phone, yeah. It goes wherever you go, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo. Oh, yeah, wait. Don't call her Mary. Don't call her Jo. Her name is Mary Jo, and she's invisible.
Progressive Mobile. Insurance made easy. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Right now at the Home Depot, an exclusive Husky 33-piece mechanics tool set is a special buy. Just $39.88. Ratchets, sockets, and bits you can count on forever. Because that's how long they're guaranteed to last. Having the right tool for the job forever starts with a Husky 33-piece mechanics tool set for only $39.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
NTB has changed the tire business with ready-to-roll all-inclusive pricing. The lowest installed price on tires guaranteed. And now through Sunday at NTB, get double rebates on a selection of big brands. Up to $160 with your Service Central credit card. Like Yokohama and Bridgestone, a $50 rebate doubles to $100. And Goodyear or Cooper, an $80 rebate doubles to $160. Plus, you're ready to roll with all the extras at no extra charge. Hurry to NTB for double rebates now through Sunday. Up to $160 off select in-stock tires after mail-in rebates on four tire purchases made on the Service Central credit card. Subject to credit approval, Goodyear rebate offer N6213, other offers N6913. Void where prohibited, see NTB.com for details. Double rebate on the biggest brand. Up to $160. You're ready to roll. NTB. Service, tires, and oil.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
Well, the Browns are on the field today for minicamp without running back Trent Richardson. A source telling our Will Burge that T-Rich will be out until August because of that lower leg injury. Read more about it right now at ESPNCleveland.com. Minus is Drubal Cabrera. Indians in New York to take on the Yankees. Game two of their three-game series. Cabrera on the 15-day DL with the strained quad. And Ohio State President Gordon Gee has announced his retirement. It'll be effective July the 1st. Now back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Dave DiNatale.
now your chance to ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We go to your questions and your comments on the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. And email, by the way, daily at clevelandbrowns.com. This one comes from email. It's Dorian from email. It says, hello. Hello. I was curious about Armonte Bryant's status, wanting to know if he's participated through the OTAs. Thanking for your time. Go Browns. Dorian, yeah, he's aboard. He's been practicing. He's been seeing work on the defensive line as a backup and work on special teams. You see him quite a bit on special teams. And, you know, so far this is going to be an interesting story. A guy with a couple of big strikes against him with his transgressions with the law, one before he was drafted and one after he was drafted. So as he is going about his business, and if he can keep it pretty much in the lane and not drift off, he could be fine. He could compete. I think there's a lot to like about him athletically. What I would like to make sure we see from this guy is when things do get basically shut down after this mini camp and players are on their own, and I'm not just speaking about him. I mean, there is that coach after coach has told me this through the years, and GMs, that it's a hold their breath time, because when there is that so-called time off for everybody, coaches and players, between the end of mini camp and the start of training camp, you're looking at about a month and a half. It's a lot of time and a lot of free time, and that's when bad things can often happen, and we hope that won't be the case. And I'm not singling out just this guy, but we know the track record, and he's got to, again, keep it in line and keep it straight. And if he's going to have the chance to do something, anything with this football team, or any football team for that matter. Paul from Twitter says the Browns had 38 sacks last year. With the additions and emphasis, will we see 50 sacks and 5 more interceptions this year? Well, Paul, I can't quantify. I can't give you specific numbers of increase here. You want to, you know what you want to write down about 12. Will that be? Is that what the additions of Paul Kruger and Barkevious Mingo and Ray Horton as defensive coordinator and this whole concept of being more aggressive rushing the passer, does that compute to that? Desmond Bryant on the defensive line being added in free agency. I don't know. I mean, I can see the sack count going up, and it's probably legit to think that it would be significantly more than 38. You know, maybe it will hover around 50. I would be, you know, if you ask that on the plus minus side of 50, I don't know that it goes more than that. 50 is conceivable. 50 is a reasonable number. This team has definitely built itself to be a sack team, a team that will be defined by its front seven. I know we're going to talk a lot about the secondary, and you asked that question about 5 more interceptions. I think the interception count goes up for a couple of reasons. One, because of the front seven, what it will do to force quarterbacks into mistakes by design. And two, zone coverage will lend itself to more interception opportunities, as it did when this team played that kind of defense under Eric Mangini and Rob Ryan. So I can't tell you on the button it's 50, 12 more sacks or 5 more picks, as you're saying. But if you'll allow me to tell you that I think both numbers go up noticeably because of, especially the sacks, because of the reasons you mentioned. Emphasis, style of defense, what this is all being built for. Lenwood from Facebook says he likes the Barkevious Mingo addition to the Browns. And he says with Mingo and Jabal Sheard and Paul Kruger, the pass rushing will be, so he must agree with you, Lenwood. He's saying will be amazing this season. When was the last time anyone said that? Lenwood goes on to say, just hope now that, you know, this is a team that it all comes together for the Browns. And, yeah, I think the reasons that you get excited, if you do, about what this team will do, and especially about what this defense will do, is because of the new faces. And day after day in these workouts, and you almost want to see more. You want to be in training camp right now, seeing padded workouts, contact, to see a Barkevious Mingo, exactly to see what he's able to do and how much. Now, he still can't hit the Browns quarterbacks. They still will have those red bibs on, if you will, the jersey covers that will tell you hands off, right? You can't hit the guys in red. You don't hit your own quarterback. But it will be interesting to see how many opportunities they would have as you watch practices. And, of course, they've got to pull up, and they have that skill to do that athletically. They better. How many opportunities to get close to a sack, which you would then say would be a sack in a game or a hurry. And that's going to be exciting, because this is when you're going against linemen who are also padded up and trying to hold their ground, trying to win their jobs, keep their jobs, enhance their security by winning those one-on-one battles in practice. So I'm so looking forward to, more so than any other year, given what the nature of this defense is all about. All right, in a couple of minutes, we're going to hear from a running back. We're going to hear from Chris Obanaya. Our own Jameer Howerton sits down with him on this Football Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Today is a big day.
Today, you look to the best to get better.
With 27 Cleveland Clinic locations,
world-class care is always near you.
Call today. We're ready for you.
Call 855-411-DOG. That's 855-411-3294 for your same-day appointment.
Cleveland Clinic. Every life deserves world-class care.
Cleveland Clinic is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
It's the summer sale at Window Nation. Call now, 216-464-4141, or stop in and shop at any of their design centers, Eastside, Twinsburg, Westside, Grayton Road, and coming soon to Akron. Plus, watch my video at windownation.com/Rizzo. Window Nation, those windows made right here in Northeast Ohio, custom made, beautiful for your home. They're going to upgrade the value and save you money. 216-464-4141 or windownation.com.
Hey, Cleveland, get going to the Get-Go Scan and Drive giveaway to win a grand prize Ford Escape or free gas for a year. Plus, we'll be awarding $25 every week at every Get-Go location. Scan your Giant Eagle Advantage card, fill up with at least 10 gallons, and you're automatically entered to win. Go to Get-Go to play, now through July 11th. No purchase necessary. Must be a resident of Pennsylvania, Ohio, or West Virginia and 18 or over to participate. Sweepstakes begins on 5/30/2013 and ends on 7/11/2013. Additional terms and restrictions apply. For entry without purchase, see official rules at get-go.com. Void where prohibited.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine, Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com, Russo Rosalina.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci with you on a Football Tuesday. And Browns Fans Unite, season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, please visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. This segment driven by Liberty Ford. Our own Jameer Howerton had a chance to catch up with Browns running back Chris Obanaya. Take it away, Jameer.
Chris, welcome. How was practice today?
Practice was good. You know, it was a carryover from OTAs. We started mini camp, and it was good to get back on the field after a few days off and just starting to transition and get prepared to get ready to start training camp in about a month.
Head coach Rob Chudzinski said that there's no new install. You guys have pretty much had the install over the course of the last 9 weeks. Mm-hmm. What's the process been like learning this new offense?
Well, OTAs generally is an installation period, just being able to learn the plays. And then mini camp, you are attempting to execute those plays. And then training camp is more so the physical part of it and applying all that stuff into one. So this is basically a carryover and just being able to execute it and play at a faster pace.
What's that been like?
It's been good. It's been good. I think that you see that there's a lot of maturity for the guys across the board. We're such a young team, and I think that we're doing a nice job of learning those type of things.
What's the role of a running back within this attacking style offense?
There's so many different things that the running back can do. Obviously, responsible for running the ball, but, you know, protecting the quarterback and being able to run routes and, you know, getting open and being part of the passing game.
And for yourself and your skill set and what you bring to this offense, how do you see yourself fitting in? What is your role?
Just to be versatile, be able to do special teams and play third downs and, you know, wherever they call my number, just to be able to do the job at a high level.
Speaking of special teams, the Browns no longer have Phil Dawson, Joshua Cribbs, Ray Bubba Ventrone. Mm-hmm. Do you see yourself stepping up, being a leader within that unit?
I mean, I have to. I think that special teams has been such a crucial, it is such a crucial part of this game, but for us, we've been very good the last few years, and I think it's important to continue that tradition in special teams. And like you said, we lost some really good players, Phil and Josh included, and also Bubba. But, you know, guys have to step up, and I think that they will.
What's it been like working with your new position coach?
Coach Sutt has been fun. He's also a guy that's played previously in the league and has had some NFL experience. So, like GB last year, it's always good to have a coach that has had that experience because you can relate to them and they can relate to you a lot better. And, you know, he coaches us hard, and that's, you know, he has very high expectations, and, you know, we're trying to live up to those.
Speaking of coaching someone hard, I look out there, and you can't help but to notice offensive coordinator Norv Turner. He'll let you know. You got to be on your toes around him.
No, definitely. I think Norv has had a lot of success at this level, so, you know, he definitely wants a perfect execution. And you see how important it is when you do little things. You know, if you run a little bit too deep, you know, you can cross paths with the receiver. Or, you know, it can mess things up. So just being on the same page, everybody has to be there and at the right depth, and the timing has to be right. It's very important.
There's some new faces within your running backs room. Talk about some of the old guys that have been there from last year and some of the new faces. What's it been like gelling with these guys?
It's been good. Deion Lewis came over, I want to say, in April. Mm-hmm. And he's a new guy, quick guy, fun to be around, obviously. Our room is very tight-knit, and so we get along very well. And so Deion has done a nice job coming in, obviously. And then B-Jack, Brandon Jackson, just came back, and it's just, you know, like a brother coming home, you know, his family. And, you know, we can hopefully pick up where we all left off.
How unique is it to be such a competitive sport, but yet there's a lot of brotherhood and camaraderie within your group?
It's unique in the sense that, you know, everybody's competing for one job, but it doesn't really feel like that. I think everybody more so compliments one another. And, you know, B-Jack obviously was here last year, Montario, Trent, and now we have, and Owen, excuse me, and now we have Deion that's come in. And it's been very well. It's gone very well. And I think that we have a lot of lofty expectations for ourselves, and we plan on living up to those and being a very solid group this year.
Let's talk about your course of action. Once camp breaks, what are you going to do for your vacation?
I don't think any vacation for me. I'd probably just lay low. You know, it's only a month and a half, so definitely go home, see family at some point, and then just get back to work.
And what is that one thing that you want to master before you hit the field for training camp?
Just to, you know, continue to work on my technique, whether it be special teams or, you know, on the field or on offense. And everything else, I feel like, you know, will take care of itself. Just be in great shape and go from there.
Well, Chris, thank you for your time. It's great catching up with you.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We thank you, Jameer Howerton. We thank you, Chris Obanaya. Good stuff from him. All right. In a couple of minutes, we will go back to questions, comments that you've submitted to us. And we'll I'll let you know what I think about them. That is next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Cleveland Browns fan kickoff concert, starring Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi joins forces with the Cleveland Browns to launch their 2013 season Sunday, July 14th, starting at 4 p.m. at First Energy Stadium, featuring a special performance from Michael Stanley and the Resonators. Plus appearances by Cleveland Browns and alumni, a pre-show Browns fan fest, and more. Buy your tickets right now at Ticketmaster. For details, visit ClevelandBrowns.com.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
Nearly five decades ago, we opened our first family-owned tire store in Cleveland. We believe in Northeast Ohio and still treat our customers like family. Conrad's continues to grow while other tire companies come and go. Today, Conrad's is still the local family-owned choice, close to your work or home, with the best tire brands, low prices, and over 30 Northeast Ohio locations.
Right now at Conrad's, buy any four Michelin tires. Get a $70 MasterCard reward card after submission.
Conrad.
Why should men shop at TJ Maxx and Marshalls? One, you can get all the awesome brand names. Two, you can get them for less than department stores, and that's awesome. Three, you'll look stylish and awesome. Four, she'll think you look awesome. Five, you'll actually be awesome, which is awesome. So head to TJ Maxx and Marshalls and get all the awesome brands for men. Two stores, two awesome ways to score. Find a store near you at awesomeforless.com.
The wait for Cleveland football is over. That's right, Cleveland. Right now, it's football time at the Cube. Don't miss the high-scoring, energy-packed excitement of Gladiators football.
Dollar Dog and Soda Night with the Gladiators on Friday, June 7th at 7:30. Enjoy $1 Sugardale hot dogs and Pepsi all night. Gladiators take on the Iowa Barnstormers.
Tickets start at only $10. So call 216-420-2222. Visit ClevelandGladiators.com or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Get in the action now.
Spend a weekend being caught between a rock and a hard place. Come to Nemacolin and Woodlands and enjoy the challenge of our Peak Dye Design Mystic Rock Golf Course featuring giant boulders and lightning-fast greens. Or be rejuvenated with a hot stone massage at our world-renowned spa. Either way, you'll find yourself in a good place. From fine dining to luxurious accommodations, expect the unexpected at Nemacolin. And for great golf and spa packages, visit Nemacolin.com.
The worldwide leader is connecting Brown fans worldwide.
Reading back to pass, Settle, throwing long, Benjamin's open, caught it, he's at the 20, he's across the field, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
We are everything Cleveland Browns.
Travis Benjamin strikes again!
Your new home for the Cleveland Browns is ESPN 850, WKNR.
Yeah. Michael Stanley right here. Our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale, seeing to it to do that. He said he was inspired by the mention of Michael Stanley, right, Dino? That he's part of the fan kickoff concert, the fan festival. All right, cool. And we are looking forward to that July 14th at First Energy Stadium. I think that's going to be a fun way to get this whole thing just rolling. Some news and notes again from today. Rob Chudzinski, one of the things that we covered this earlier in the show about the injuries, went over those. Jordan Norwood being a guy also not participating along with Trent Richardson and trying to get David Nelson, working him back into the mix from his ACL. But the kicking competition, and he touched on this as well, Brandon Bogate, I just wanted to just sort of reinforce this, but Brandon Bogate and Shane Graham competing now, and you heard Rob Chudzinski talk about the fact that there is charting going on. They are definitely checking out both of those kickers and how they're doing in competition right now. So that evaluation is happening as these off-season workouts, as this mini camp goes on. And I think, and to, you know, to reinforce the point that I've felt right along, that Bogate has the stronger leg of the two, and excuse me, I think that gives him the edge. The youth to go along with the leg strength are going to be things that go hand in hand and give you, or foot in foot, and give the team that flexibility of having a guy that handles those long kickoffs in addition to what we're looking at with field goal accuracy. But the experience of a Shane Graham is something you can't ignore either. So let's see. Jordan from Facebook says, we will have a defense and won't be able to score any points. This is his general reaction to how the Browns went about, of course, the draft after free agency, the defensive emphasis in free agency and the defensive emphasis in the draft. He said we need playmakers. Well, yeah, you need playmakers. Do they not have them? Do they not have enough of them? I'm not prepared to say that. I think there's reason to believe, and we talked earlier in the show with Mary Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer, I think there is a lot to like about, first of all, the way this coaching staff is approaching these workouts, how often they're putting the football in the air and putting it in the air with deep throws, really stretching the defense, really challenging the secondary, and doing a good job of it. And I'd like to think that this is a defense that, given how much was invested in it, to see it challenged and tested on a daily basis by this offense, I think speaks well of the offense. Because I think it should be a given that this defense would be ahead of it, maybe a little more ahead of it. And truth be told, I thought it was a lot more ahead of it a couple of weeks back in watching OTAs. In the last week or so of OTAs, I thought the offense caught up more. And I think watching practice today, I thought the offense looked, you know, I'm going to say better than the defense, but it certainly seemed to be more of an even match. And you saw more plays being executed successfully. But the defense, you know, has its share of success as well. Paul from Twitter says, seems like the players are acting more like a team this year. You're around them. Is this a vibe, and is it something gelling? Yes, I see the vibe. I feel the vibe, Paul. A lot of it is noted just kind of around the cafeteria area, where you see these guys get together and sit, you know, often in position groups and certain friendships. But you see a lot of guys kind of moving around, and especially with an enlarged roster like this, where not everybody knows everybody and they're getting to know people. I think it's a promoted fact that they, you know, want these guys to. And you heard Chris Obanaya talk about it too. The vibe pretty good in that running back room. We want to thank Mary Kay Cabot and Chris Obanaya. We want to thank Jameer Howerton as well, and Lauren Whitaker and Joe Meadows, Drew Boatner, and our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Three Deep is next. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.